There was a movie I was very excited to see, but unfortunately I couldn't make it that night. Luckily, Mike was able to step in, check it out, as he always does. Mike, you saw Napoleon. You went to check it out. What'd you think, man?
Well, I got the opportunity to see an early screening of it. It starts on Thanksgiving, so it doesn't start for another couple days. Had the opportunity to check it out early, courtesy of our friends, Ally Global Marketing. So thanks to those folks, as always. The movie is very mixed. I had very mixed reactions to it, and the further I get away from it, my reactions get more mixed. The stuff that sticks with me really sticks with me. Turns out the late 1700s, not a good time to be a horse. I don't know, man, the stuff that fades away even more. It is a Ridley Scott, epic biopic type of thing. There are cool battle scenes, but it gets way too bogged down in the history of it. It's very dry at times. It's downright dull at times. And like I told the nice lady with the clipboard, it's tedious and it's unremarkable. It's as I said, quote Mike Seibert, a historical epic that forgot to be epic. They seem to like that. But at 2 hours and 38 minutes, you feel every single minute of it. The performances are mixed as well. Anyone that isn't Joaquin Phoenix is completely forgettable and completely unremarkable. As for Joaquin himself, Mr. Joker himself, he plays Napoleon as an eccentric weirdo. I think he's attracted to roles that where if he could do like a weird vocal tick or something that's just off the wall and kind of weird, I think those are the roles that he kind of likes anymore. They do kind of this cool thing where they do like some like Lord of the Rings style force perspective type things, a lot of low angles to make Napoleon look shorter than the other actors, which I thought was kind of neat. But the performance is all over the road. It's like, you know, he's either a military genius or he's a sex crazed clown. Or just basically like a thuggish doofus. And the movie can't decide who you want to root for, because Napoleon wasn't a good dude and there's nobody likable. He's aggressively unlikable. He's an egomaniac and kind of a creep. And I don't understand who this movie is for or really why it doesn't really justify its own existence. Now, I would also say, like I said, the battle scenes are kind of cool, but the highs aren't high enough to eclipse the lowest of the lows. Like, it's pretty graphic at times. Like I said, not a good time to be a horse, but it's also, though, it's if you're going to go like a sleazy route, then do that. They don't quite commit. It's kind of trashy, but not really lurid enough for my taste for it to be like actual trash. But like I said, the performances are kind of blah. Characters and plot points just disappear randomly. It's like, oh, this thing was a big deal, and you never hear about it in like the third act of the movie. So who is this movie for, as I like to ask? I don't know. Like I said, it's a historical epic that kind of forgot to be epic. The question I was pondering as I was sitting after the movie ended while the credits were rolling is like, would I watch this movie over Thanksgiving with my dad? And the answer is a hand wavy probably. If you are looking for a movie to go see after Thanksgiving, like dinner's already done and you just need a movie to just kind of like occasionally tune in out of, this is probably going to do okay for you because it doesn't really demand a whole lot for you. A lot of stuff just happens. You could have like a turkey-induced coma as that tryptophan kicks in, and you could just nod off from time to time and then like get roused awake when there's like a battle scene or something and be just fine. I also would note that this is an Apple original movie, and it feels like I was fighting against like, is this a movie? It feels like it was built for streaming. And the thing about watching it with my dad, I could imagine watching this on TNT on a lazy Sunday afternoon with tons of commercials, just kind of like having it on. Mm-hmm. It's fine, but I guess that's my recommendation, is to watch it on the streaming. I don't know if there's anything worth going to see for, unless you need something to do over the Thanksgiving weekend.
So is this the kind of thing that would have been better as a miniseries, or you think that just because it was so badly done, it wouldn't have been good for
that?
I don't think
it was badly done. I think it's just uninteresting.
Gotcha.
So like you say, like a mini, I'm like, God, no, 2 hours and 30 minutes is enough. I don't want any more of this, because really it underscores there's nothing there. Like, Napoleon is not a good dude. So I don't understand what even the point of this movie even is.
So then do you think, we were discussing this before when you first saw it.
Yes.
It sounds like an Alexander type thing.
Sure.
Where you take this big character that's larger than life almost, and the movie about them sucks. Do you think it's because that's who this person really was, or do you think the filmmaker went off the rails somewhere?
I don't really know what Ridley Scott is trying to say with this movie.
Gotcha.
It's like he does a lot. And I would say also in the compliments category, the costuming is incredible. Like all the uniforms and all the outfits and all that stuff, that the production design looks pretty cool. The cinematography looks like a TV show occasionally at times, though. So it's kind of a rose and a thorn there. But like, for me at least, I don't think this is a movie that justifies its own existence. And I don't really know why Ridley Scott thought that this was a story that needed to be told. Like, I don't know much about the story of Napoleon, and I was kind of looking forward to kind of being told it, but you have to do your homework going into this, because sure, a lot of history just happens that the movie assumes that you already know.
Oh.
It's like going to a comic book movie that assumes you know all the comics already.
Now I'm kind of curious, because I've studied Napoleon before, sure, and he was a, shall we just say, a complicated dude.
Eccentric weirdo,
yes,
as I put it.
Which he was, but I'm curious how much of the movie got right of mm-hmm. his life and how much it got wrong. Fascinating.
Yeah.
I may actually have to go check it out just for that reason, because sure, it may be one of those cases where you walk away going, well, yeah, that's who he was, but maybe it's not. Anyway, thank you, Mike, for that review. Really do appreciate it.